As we are joined this time every other Tuesday following a Port Huron City Council meeting is the one and only Mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well here. Rather a busy agenda last night for City Council members. Let's just go ahead and dive deep into this. The thing that we reported here yesterday and have kind of been following is this development with the Party Express folks. They want to expand their store, build a new one, add on the gas pumps. But first, they need to get the approval of the city to rezone some blocks and do some demo. So where do we stand with that?
Well, last night, the one item that was before us in this process was an ordinance change to allow the rezoning. So that's that did get approved for the first reading. It does come back in 2 weeks. There's also will be something else at that time, which is as far as vacating an alley to allow for that too. So that'll be on the agenda too in 2 weeks.
Okay, so vacating an alley. This is all happening in like the 900 block of Oak Street, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that is, you know, we talked to the owners of Party Express here the other day, and that's all to pave the way of they're eventually going to demolish a couple of buildings there, including their own building, and construct a new larger facility that will have some gas pumps.
Yep.
As far as City Council, I mean, as putting the gas station there. Is there any sort of other, you know, approval that needs to be given, or is that a pretty straightforward process once the rezoning is complete?
No, it's pretty straightforward once it's rezoned. So, I think somebody brought up last night, just not off the record, that that used to be a gas station at one time years ago in that area, that there used to be one, and I'm not sure about that or not, so I was going to check that out. But no, they just need to go forward after they get all the approvals that they need from the city.
So is this being accepted by that neighborhood, or have you heard any things contrary to the request?
I have not heard anything contrary. I think that there was some conversation at the Planning Commission, but nothing that didn't, that deterred it. And we had one person come and speak in public audience last night about it, and it was a positive.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep following that story, so it will be back up for enactment in 2 weeks then.
On the 24th of June.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What else is going on, Mayor?
Well, last night we had one of the other things that we approved was an agreement with the St. Clair County Community College, and that's assigning one police officer to serve as their college resource officer. It's going to start in the fall. Now, this is very, very similar to what we did with the school district, where they have the officers at the high schools. And also they go off to the other schools, too. But relationship with Port Huron schools, we now have the same basic relationship with the college. Obviously, it's a little different because it's a little different clientele at both schools. But there is an arrangement being made where the college pays for part of it and the city pays for part, because we do have use then of the officer when it's off time. And they
is that like 50-50 or...?
It's not quite 50-50.
Okay.
No.
With the college having sharing more of that cost?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because they will have they have a little different year. But we pay for the total, and the college pays at a rate. So, and it's they will also have a, that person will have a, will use one of our older police cars, and it will have a little insignia on it that says that it's the college, you know, police, kind of similar to what they do. With the Sheriff's Department, where they have their dedicated officer to Fort Gratiot, say, and they put that on the side of their car. So this will be one of our older cars, and they will actually mark it with as St. Clair County Community College.
Did the college come to you guys, or did you approach the college?
No, the college approached the city.
Okay.
They had their own security force kind of at one time, but then decided that this would be a better option.
Okay, so so one officer there, but that will take effect when?
Starts in the fall.
Okay, for the fall semester.
Fall semester, which is basically the end of August.
All right.
This year, and the agreement, you know, goes through June of the following year.
Anything else developing at City Hall here as we work our way through the, well, man, we're Already a good way through June.
Summer.
Yeah, seriously. Getting ready for Blue Water Fest and all that sort of stuff?
You know, really, there's that's coming up in, a month, a little over a month. We'll have the Blue Water Fest in town. I mean, there was the Art on the River last weekend. Mm-hmm. So you can see summer starting with festivals and different things. They had a race downtown, Young Professionals, last weekend. There's a lot of things going on. So I think you'll find more and more as the summer gets going.
So the city's quite involved with the planning of the Blue Water Festival. Some of those costs are spent by the city, are they not?
Actually, it is done through the Downtown Development Director, Natalie Watson.
Okay.
So that's, no, it's not per se the city's. It is, it's the DDA.
It's a DDA, so those funds are coming, is it safe to say those funds come out of the downtown area and then are...
Well, they raise the funds through sponsorship.
Sponsors and that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
it's not like the city needs to approve X
no.
amount of dollars to put on this festival every
no.
year. That
no,
it's almost
Natalie
a self-sustaining
has the responsibility
sort of thing.
Of raising sponsorships to cover the cost of the fest.
Gotcha. It's going to be the best one yet?
Well, we hope so. We always hope so.
Yeah. So, you take some time off. Doesn't the city council take a week or two off here during the summer months?
What we do in the summertime is we only have one regular meeting in July and one regular meeting in August, and that is the first meeting of the month, meaning the second Monday of the month. We hold a meeting in July and August. We just cancel the second one, unless there's some business that comes up that needs to be dealt with, in which case then we would schedule a special meeting.
Where are we sitting at? You mentioned Downtown Development Authority, and that jogged my memory of this thing called the Art Van Building downtown. Where are we sitting with that? And I mean, at this point, is that plan still a go, or are we looking at maybe raising that at some point?
Actually, I think it's kind of stalled at the moment, and that is nothing has come back to City Council on that. It's still, I think they're still looking at what options there are. Obviously, it's a piece of property that's not owned by the DDA or the city; it's owned by the county.
Yeah.
So I think that they were just throwing out what they thought would be some possible uses to work a deal with the county in order to see something go in there. And, of course, the original thought was the market and that. And then, of course, now we have the market going on the corner.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
There was no need for that. So that kind of changed its focus at that point, going to something else, and they're still looking at it. And to my knowledge, that's basically where it is. They're still looking at options.
Your relationship with the county, is it a good one? Do you think something will be reached here?
Well, certainly our relationship with the county is a good one, and that has really nothing to do with it. But hopefully, something can happen with it, because obviously it's. Been vacant for many, many years, and it becomes an eyesore after a while, so something does need to be done with it. So
yeah.
Hopefully something does.
Yeah, I think it was just about a year ago I was in the DDA meeting where, and I thought it was ambitious at the time, where a plan was, if approved, was going to make that as the market, as we were discussing, by the fall of this year. And obviously that won't be happening. It'll be a little delayed no matter what happens. It's not going to happen by fall of this year.
No, it is not. No. I think you better look at fall of next year. So.
Well, I look at all these developments, and it's not a criticism, but you look at Sperry's, you look at Harrington, St. Clair Inn, and City Flats. All of these things, I think, come out with a pretty ambitious timeline and then are always delayed by several months, if not years. So no matter what happens, it's a big undertaking, and it's not going to happen anytime in the immediate.
No,
so,
it's not. And that is the case with developments. Obviously, people put a time on it, but it doesn't necessarily, because there's always things you run into that you weren't expecting.
Absolutely. Mayor Pauline Rupp, mayor of the city of Port Huron, joining us this morning and every morning following the city council meeting. And we wish you a great summer. We'll talk to you in couple more weeks, Mayor.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. 1380 WPHM, 752 is the time.